joining us on the phone for the KMZU Dream Team. We have Coach Darren Smith of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets basketball team. Coach, thank you for joining us and giving us time out of your day to give us your nominations. And why don't you start with the two nominations for this year's Dream Team?
I'd like to nominate Whitney Clampett and Caitlin Parkey.
And why don't we just start with Whitney Clampett? I know she is a junior this last season, and we actually broadcasted the game that she went over 1,000 points for her career. Why don't you talk about how it's been having her in the program and seeing her grow and develop throughout the years?
Well, Whitney's an incredible athlete who happens to play basketball and has the skill set to do that. You know, a lot of times you have athletes that play basketball and you've got basketball players that are athletes. I would say she's a basketball player that is an athlete. Like you said, she went over 1,000 points as a junior earlier this year, averaged 14 points and 5 rebounds and a little over three assists a game. She has meant a lot to the program in that I just feel like as she's gotten older, her maturity level on the floor and her court awareness has just increased so much.
And why don't we talk about Miss Caitlin Parkey, who also started for you guys this year. Is she a senior this year?
No, she is a junior also.
Okay, so getting both of these girls back, what has it been like to have her in the program and seeing her develop as well?
Well, and it's the same type of way. Caitlin is a basketball player first. She's a 6-foot girl that can lead us in 3-point shooting this year. We're at 43%. Rebounds 5 a game. I mean, she can go inside or out. She has really worked hard to develop her post game because she's a guard first. Increased her assists by 15 this year on the season. So, you know, just her ability to expand her game. I thought a great example was in the second half of our sectional game with St. Pius. You know, Caitlin went 4-for-6 from outside the line, and when she wasn't open, she was dumping it inside. We had Whitney inside. We felt like there was a mismatch in there in that game, and so we'd go inside out. They really fed off each other, and they just mean a lot to the program in that they have just grown up in what we're doing and just have improved their game so much.
And what kind of leaders are both these young ladies off the court for you and your program?
Well, they're fantastic leaders off the court. You know, in the classroom, you know, out in the public, they do a great job of representing our program in a positive light. Grade-wise, you know, they're both 3.7s, 3.8s, 3.9s, something like that. And then, like I said, they take the time with the young kids. In our program, it's very important, or I feel it's very important to be a positive role model for the younger kids and here at Chillicothe. And they always take the time when those girls come up, you know, take a picture with them, talk to them. You know, they just give a lot of time and a lot of energy into helping build this program into what we want it to be.
Well, it's safe to say, Coach, pretty excited about having them back next year, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, we appreciate, again, you giving us time to give us your nominations. And like I said, broadcasted a number of your guys' games this year. I'm really impressed with both of those players, and we look forward to seeing the development they've made there next year in their senior year.
Well, absolutely. And you know, that's the great thing about them. They're both hungry still, and so they're both working every day to get better, you know, on the court and off.
Yeah, we're excited, Coach. Again, it's always a joy watching your guys' team. So, again, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing the product next year.
All right, thank you.
No problem. That was Coach Darren Smith, head basketball coach of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets, giving us his nominations for this year's KMZU Dream Team.